Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you. All right, it's Fasano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz, and welcome. It's 8:37, and I think we figured this out, Sandy. I think we've got our next guest on, and this time he's not in Cancun, but he is back in his hometown of...
I'm in, not hometown, but Edina, Minnesota.
Edina, Minnesota.
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 Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon T. Adams, an Emmy Award-winning producer and entrepreneur. His TV show on Amazon Prime, Sex in the City. Is that six? Sex?
Oh, I knew you were going to say Success in Your City.
Success in Your City.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Hey, there's a remake coming on. I thought you were going to be in it. That's all.
I love it.
It's nice you laugh at Scott's jokes. You make him feel so
special. Wouldn't be the first offer for something like that.
I know, right? God. So thank you for coming back on. Last week we had a little technical issue, but you've been really itching to get the word out about basically how to get what you want and close the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Like, we're always trying to persuade somebody for something in our favor. Mm-hmm. We're trying to convince them. Our kids are trying to persuade us every day to get them something. So we're always pitching. We're always selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very important tactic to have, to learn how to enroll others and sell. And this helps us not only make more money, but it helps us have more success in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us are not very good at that, right? Like when you're pitching why you need a promotion, or especially now during the pandemic, I think most of us are like, I'm not going to ask for a raise or, you know.
Here's the number one thing, and this is about anything. It's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's the confidence you have. And so let's say you're going to your boss and you're wanting to get a raise. Don't just go to them and say, hey, I deserve a raise. That's not going to work.
Right.
Go to them and propose a potential opportunity to help the company make more money or to make their life easier, and propose what that would look like. And then that is where you can make more money. So you're showing your boss you can make him look good. You're making the company look good. Mm-hmm. But also, you're going to get compensated in the process. So it's not like just, hey, pay me.
Right.
You're actually showing a potential. It's like you're an entrepreneur. You're pitching something to your own boss. And you got to show the value, and then that's how you're going to get your raise. You're going to, again, it comes down to adding value to them, but also having confidence in what you're asking for.
And there's got to be there's a tiny little difference between showing value and showing what value you give them. If you say, hey, listen, I got a couple of big deals for this company, or I always come to work on time, that they don't care about that. But if you're making them more money, then that's the different angle of the value that you're showing. Don't show your value. Show what value you can give to the company. Am I right?
Exactly. And think about this. Like, just because you show up on time and you're there during the work hours doesn't mean you're actually getting more done than you usually would. You think about now, a lot of people are at home during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working from home. As long as you're getting your work done and you're providing more value to the company, it doesn't matter if you work 2 hours a day or 10 hours a day. Can you get enough in 2 hours a day done than most people would get done in 10 hours a day? And when you do that and you're getting your stuff done and you're showing different ways that you're making life easier for the whole company, but again, also making them money, it's going to be easier for you to get money from them. And also, they're not going to want to lose you, because if they lose you, they got to replace not only you, maybe a couple people. And it's very expensive. I mean, when I worked in corporate, I had hired 29 people in my 18 months there. It's expensive when you have to replace people. There's time and energy to try to find other people and find talent. So people don't want to get rid of people. So make yourself valuable so they don't want you to leave.
Yeah. You know, Brandon, I know you get a lot of people pitching. You're almost like a little mini Shark Tank, right? You know, you hear the pitches all the time. What are some things that, I don't know, the top three things that like light you up and you're like, this person's got it?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. If you guys want to get pitched, put in your social media profile investor. And you're going to get So I do some investing, a lot of advising for companies, and I mean, I'll share three quick things. And this is directly from my mentor, Kevin Harrington. And he was the original judge in Shark Tank. He's been pitched over 50,000 times. And he has this step formula that if people pitched him this way, they would get more deals. And it's tease them, please them, seize them. So when you tease them, you got to tease them with your attractive idea. You got to make sure it's captivating. It's going to get their attention. It's sexy. You got to please them by showing them how your idea is solving an actual problem, how it's not only solving a problem, but there's a lot of upside and opportunity for, let's say, that investor to make money. And the third one is you got to actually close the deal. You got to seize it. So a lot of people will go, like last week, I got pitched. There were 600 pitches that came in between us. And these people would pitch, and there's about 3,000 people. And at the end of their pitch, they didn't know what to ask for. So, no, what do you want? Hey, I want $100,000 for 20% of my company. Mm-hmm. Or if you go into your boss in a room and you're trying to ask for a raise, know what you want. Like, what is it that you want? Hey, this is what I would want if I was to be able to do this. I would love a 25% raise and this bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But know what you want and then close the deal. You got to close it.
And that goes back to
Facebook
the comments.
If you're on Facebook Live, you have to actually do what Brandon just did. Just to hammer down.
Yeah, hammer it. Just like
close the deal.
Close the deal.
Do you go in high, like, hey, boss, I want a 25% raise, but in your mind you're thinking, okay, I could settle for 15. Do we play that game still?
The game's still played, yes. And because think about it, once you say a price, there's no going up from there.
Yeah.
But there's always going down, right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to stay it too high where it's like you scare them and they're like, I ain't going to do that. But also have real confidence and calculations behind what you're asking for. And there's a great book, by the way, guys, check it out. Chris Voss, he wrote this book called Never Split the Difference.
Yes.
And I've read it two times. He was a former FBI negotiator. So he learned these tactics from negotiating hostages.
Mm.
And so he teaches this and how it relates to sales. And it's all about, hey, never split the difference, meaning like never go take less than what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
And it also talks about strategies and how you can in everyday life communicate in a way and say words that can help you close deals. Because how you guys communicate and how you ask for things or you say things will determine how the other person responds and feels about that situation and how they're going to either say yes or no to you.
Oh, so saying, please. No, I'm just kidding.
Not like that.
I don't, it's a struggle for some of us.
Never say please.
So give you an example. If you give people an idea and make them feel like it's their idea instead of you saying, hey, this is what I want. Hey, have them more come to you, and it's, hey, it's their idea. You just kind of planted the seed in a way. So then it's like, oh, I feel like, let's do this.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us women and wives just perked up when you said that. We do this by nature with our husbands.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, wait a minute.
Yeah, right. Thinking of this.
Ladies,
honey, I had this great
this.
Idea. I was going to paint the bathroom. She's like, yeah, I planted that seed about a week ago. Brandon, thanks so much for some of your advice. It's like we could go
you
on forever
awesome.
On this. Could we get you to come back next week?
I'm back. Whenever you want me, I'm here next week.
You got it.
And I won't be in Mexico.
Okay, that's a deal.
Okay.
How do we find you online? What's the best place to find you?
I am everywhere at Brandon C. Adams. And yes, you can pitch me. Feel free to pitch me.
There you go.
I love seeing the pitches.
All
but
right.
Make sure you take that three-step formula.
Yeah, it might actually break through. Brandon T. Adams, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We'll see you next
Thanks,
week.
Guys.
Okay, man. Thank you. And we watch. Make sure you watch his show on Amazon Prime. It's not called Sex in the City. It's called Success in Your City.
There you go.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Spaziano and Sandy on the Buzz. Thanks a lot.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.